to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
It's a kids' event.
Here's what I don't understand. Before that performance has to happen, there are people that are approving things. So at no point somebody thought, there's a kids' event. Even though it's not a real person, please don't say the actual lyrics or just dance. At no point in the process of things.
I guess it's because so many kids love Sheba Shit that they forgot that.
So the kids, by Amtanda, you know Sheba Shit talk on?
Yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't let my kids listen to his music.
But my Zalapi.
Should you check going on?
What kid-friendly artists are they though?
What do you mean?
Like child-friendly artists.
In South Africa?
Zingo Mal was considered to be
child-friendly.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, come to think of it.
SpongeBob song.
Who else?
What's the lady? Shoma Josie.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you know, she used to be
colorful.
Like,
she
was definitely for
braids.
The kids love the colorful braids now because of her.
Yeah,
you know,
I think even Tyler, without the video aspect of it, is still very kid friendly because the music is you know.
Yeah, she's not known to swear a lot all of that.
Yeah, but my point was just that I would not understand why anybody at Marble at no point. Saying to them, maybe it's not a good idea to have a Sheba Shit impersonator, you know.
But she always does it in all her performances.
Yeah, but you tweak it for the audience that you have,
Yes, you should
the
be
manager
for the
supposed
audience.
To acknowledge
even
that.
The organizers.
Everybody.
Understand? Everybody, from her to the manager, to the organizers of the event, to the person who is queuing, somebody would be like, are we sure we want to be doing this?
Yeah, he also doesn't represent anything that's child-friendly. So it's not even about the lyrics. I also feel like I don't think Sheba Shit represents anything child friendly.
Yeah.
Or anything that is you'd want your child to look up to. I know we need to raise your own children. I hate the role models chats. Or do you think you're being a good role model? I didn't birth the kid.
Mm.
You be a good role model to your kid.
You'd be shocked how many kids actually love Sheba Shit.
Interesting.
I know, but why?
It's shocking.
Hi, it's a new world that we live in. Hey, Shams, who's welcome?
The girls, the gays, the thems, the theys, and the straight men, if they behave. Welcome to Read the Room, buddy.
No, face, no case. Lance.
Why are you sitting with me? Oh,
because you're sitting across. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Hey, girl.
My no face, no case is very stressful.
Yeah.
Masvula salunekseni today, actually. Water everywhere, ceiling soaking wet. Someone from the units upstairs left their tap opened.
Oh my goodness.
Furniture wet, like.
How much damage is there is the damage repairable?
Yes, it is.
Because your plugs and
stuff. Yeah, it is. No, everything is fine now, but it was a mess. Yeah. I was distraught. I was just like, wow, do we call insurance? What's going to happen? Is the center going to give us money to sort this out? Like, how bad is the damage? So I was stressed. No wonder my left eye was twitching.
Maybe it is stress, for real. Oh my goodness, how big is the apology for that?
Yo, there was no apology, unfortunately.
Oh, that's crazy.
But even the F&B was also...
I'm going to go to the shopping center and see who's above you. And I'm going to go and then say, chief, don't do that again.
So mine is, it's a visual one. So you have to see it to get it. That's the water thing.
Yeah, that was the cleanup.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. I would be so happy to be your employee on this day. How many mops were needed?
No, I said do nothing.
Yeah.
Center handles everything.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Good.
That makes sense. Okay, cool. So I spend most of my weekend indoors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the garage because I was getting rid of my car tires for another reason that shall be explained.
I still need to hear the updates on the car situation.
Lundy's brother slashed your tires.
So, so I find these shoes in the garage, and the reason why they're in the garage is that, you know, there was I went through a sparkly phase, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. a shiny phase.
Okay.
And I went into Viali, which is a store that I didn't think that I would want to go into. Mm-hmm. But it was actually a very good thing for me to have that thought, because I think I wore this four or five times there. Every time that I would go out, those things would fall off.
Oh, oh, I thought it was part of the design.
Yes. So every time I would go out, a part of a letter Viali would go off.
Yeah.
The shiny would be on the floor.
And
I left it. And I think they were like, what, maybe 3,000, whatever. Anyway, mm-hmm. so they've been sitting. I think I got tired of them.
Mm.
And I just threw them in the garage and I just forgot about them.
Mm. You know what I mean? Give it to someone.
Yeah. Hey, whoever wants them, if you're in Joburg, come get them.
Don't visit any of your guy friends wearing those shoes, because then the girlfriend comes over and there's sparkles, and is she really going to believe that it was Phil's shoes, babe? No, she's going to think someone was there.
Oh, no. Shiny shoes. My boyfriend loves shiny shoes.
Anything
for me sounds like an excuse. You're lying. So you expect me to believe that it was Phil and not some, you know?
Yeah, okay. No, I get what you're trying to say.
Not some lady.
That's it.
All right, so my no face, no case, I can't even remember what it is. Oh, I'd gone to dinner with my friends, and we all took a Polaroid, and we had the Friendship Awards. Love so my it. Friend Gabelo got Never On Time. Tato got Mr. Never Available, because he's so hard to make plans with. I think she got the curator, because she is so good at putting our friendship gatherings together and planning. Yeah. I don't know why I got Griselda Blanco.
Hey.
Yeah, but you know what? They either said Griselda Blanco or goes to sleep first. So I said, all right, give me Griselda. Like, I'm not going to take the go to sleep first award, even though it's true. So I just found that really, really cute. More memories, you know?
Very cute. I love it.
Yeah.
Do you know where that's going to land, right?
Okay,
never mind. Let's move on.
Griselda Blanco.
It was just like, you know, if anyone in the group is the most protective friend, it's me.
Okay.
You know, I don't play about my people. I think I made that clear like a couple episodes ago. You know?
Hi, okay, you still don't get it, but it's fine. You know they're going to clip from that.
Oh,
and then you know
yes.
what you're going to say about Griselda Blanco, right?
Yes.
Don't give them ideas, Paul.
Okay, never mind.
At least we're ahead of it.
But you haven't done Bobaism for like the longest time.
Yeah. Yes, sometimes we go overtime.
Can we get into it like right now?
You want to start with Bobaism?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, we hope you like this, Rumi. Maybe you can let us know if you prefer this like format, you know, but it is what it is. Let's start with Bobaism. Yay. Okay. This one is a bit long, so listen up. I'm a Popeye. So boom, I rekindled things with a guy I've known for years. We work in the same space and had a little fling before, and recently started dating again quietly because it was still fresh. Next thing, one of my own friends sits us down and introduces this man as her partner. Full love story, the whole production. They've dated before, after our fling. Mind you, she knew that we had a fling. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there acting shocked and happy with the rest of the group. Later, I confront him and he tells me they dated before and it's not serious, just closure. Yo, I hate this closure chat. So I stay quiet like a fool, giving relationship advice to my own friend while watching them play happy couple in public. Then one day, I overhear his friends calling me strong and understanding for letting my man be with the love of his life, saying this is the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Sorry. Where is it? Oh, saying that this is the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, saying, oh, she typed it twice, and saying I'm goofy. I ended things immediately because absolutely not. But now I'm stuck wondering, do I tell my friend the truth or just carry on as usual?
Oh.
Okay, summarize.
Okay, the summary is, me and you, we meet at work, we start vibing, but we keep it low-key because it's a new thing.
Okay.
Then one day, my friend says, Londi says, yo, come through with the friendship group. I'm going to introduce you to my man. And then I get there, and my man is your man.
Okay, got it.
But then he's saying, Chief, it's not that serious. We had a thing in the past. I'm not with her like that. But then she overhears his friends being like, yo, this one's strong because this is like a circus, you know? And then that's what made her realize that actually I'm being a Popeye because I chilled the whole day and tried to be like, oh. But actually his boys are even looking at me like, yo, this girl's slow, you know? So.
Months?
Does she tell the friend?
That's the question. Now I'm wondering, do I tell Londi that Chief Phil is actually someone that was two-timing us and that was my man too?
It's a bit of a tricky one.
Because I would have been like, why did you play along? Why didn't you tell me when you saw me with him?
She kept quiet the whole time. Mm. Why do you see it fit to tell me now? Yeah. Just because you lost the guy. Mm-hmm. Maybe you thought maybe after that gathering, he might call you and be like, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I want to be with you. Now that it's not happening, now you want to come back and tell me that, listen, your man. No. You were not having a real relationship with this guy. You were just like a work fling.
Yeah. And you also not having a relationship with me because I would spit out my drink. I would be like, Phil. What do you mean?
Yeah.
You know, so it's also like you played in your own face because you allowed yourself to even imagine the relief that man felt knowing that, ooh, she's not saying anything.
Yes.
And you're there the whole day, obviously crying inside, but then you're giving that guy an opportunity to play with both of you. Like, yeah. He deserves no peace.
I think for me, it's I read that as consequences of the choices that you made. You made the choice to... not confront this or leave this or whatever, but now the consequences is that now from where I'm sitting you caught feelings as well, you know? In as much as you like whatever, I think you like the guy, I think you would have rather preferred that the other person was not part of this, you know what I mean? And yeah, these are the consequences of those choices that you make, especially if it's an informed choice. It's one thing if somebody else makes a choice for you, but it's another thing if you are making an informed choice.
And she kept quiet, so now what does she do? I think Toulouse will forget.
I always say people are not the weather. Like, people can be horrible to you. I'm not victim blaming, but at the same time it's like people aren't the weather. They're not happening to you. You also choose, like you said, to participate in something. Like, at some point you have to draw the line and be like, how much am I participating in my own hurt, you know?
So it's like, getting entangled with a married man, right? And then being surprised when things don't go
like
well.
He acts like a married man.
Yes.
It's like, what the hell?
Do you call the wife and tell her, hey, listen, I had a thing with you. No.
That guy didn't happen to you. You were an active participant.
Exactly. That's it. Tula uzufekel, that's the advice.
Yeah, deal
leave
somehow.
Leave it alone. Like, forget about it. It never happened.
Now that other girl must be sad also. Ish, I don't know. Whatever.
This was totally nice. She'll find out.
She will. Somehow.
Yeah.
The next victim, or Popeye, is I dated this guy who cheated on me last year. Then I forgave him because he came back crying. This year, early January, he breaks up with me and tells me, you shouldn't have forgiven me for cheating. Some things are better left out like that. After he emotionally manipulated me, I feel so dumb. Imagine someone saying, you shouldn't have forgiven me. Like, actually, you're dumb. And I actually don't want to be with you because... you're dumb.
Yeah.
You know? That is crazy. You cheat on me, then you dump me for forgiving you.
Yeah, as women, we need to love ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, why don't you... I'm sure he's looking at her like, why don't you love yourself?
Yeah, men always choose themselves. You cheat on them once, it's chai.
It's over.
Done. It's over.
Especially if people know about it.
I think there's more to that than she's willing to admit. You know what I mean? I don't think anybody could literally dump you for forgiving them for cheating on you. That's just stupid.
Maybe she was bringing it up a lot and then it's like, actually, you know what? If you can't forgive me, then let's leave it. Because, you know, you also get tired of hearing every day for 2 years that you know.
Exactly. Now she wasn't dumped for forgiving the person. She's getting dumped for being a nag.
Maybe. And also, if you
know, there's also that.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's getting dumped for both.
If you can't forgive, then you must leave. And if you're going to stay, you must forgive.
Forgive.
Yeah, because now this person is hearing every day. Don't be conditional about your forgiveness, man. Especially when it comes to cheating and trying to build a life with somebody. Because once you put conditions like you would in with your friendships, you are already sabotaging what you're trying to build. You know, it's never going to be full. You know, if you are willing to stay in that relationship and you are willing to forgive said person, be content with that decision that you're making. Yes. That you know what you did to me, I am forgiving you. And that means don't bring it up 3 months later when you're fighting about something else.
Oh, and then they cheat as well. And they say, but you cheated also last year and I forgave you.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Yeah, so you must now forgive me. Yeah. But also, if you cheat on me and I forgive you, just know I have big plans for you.
Ah, there's no forgiveness,
man. A storm is coming.
Yeah, but as women, we do that. We do that.
No, and the thing is, you don't even have to find out that I did some shit. It will just give me some,
like relief. Lickbacks, you know what?
Are quiet. Those are the best lickbacks. When you want them to catch you so they can be sad too, no, do it for yourself. Lick back and then in your brain be like, yeah, I've also made you a clown now. I'm fine. You know? But don't think I ever forgave you with a good heart. I'm sorry.
And then they find out.
On your journey to revenge, dig two graves.
That's actually so real.
Yep.
That's so real. Okay, last one. Please keep me anonymous. Of course. Not him calling me saying, I just wanted to be honest with you that my baby mama is here to see the child and she's going to spend the night here since my son sleeps late at night. I just wanted to let you know in case you can't get a hold of me during the night.
What's wrong with that?
What's going on? Wait.
This guy told her that I'm just telling you, babe, via text. I'm just telling you, babe, my baby mama is coming with my son and because my son sleeps late, she's going to spend the night. And I'm just giving you a heads up in case you can't reach me. Why can't I reach you?
What a gentleman. What a good guy. What a gentleman. He's not even trying to create a situation where there are speculations or whatever. He's being upfront and letting you know that this is the situation.
Your ex is sleeping over and then on top of that, I can't reach you. Why? What are you doing that I can't reach you? Because even if we're on the phone and she can tell that you're on the phone with your partner, why can't you be on the phone with your partner? Isn't it you guys are exes?
Yeah, but you know how some girls are very clingy. You're going to want to be on the phone and be on the phone for 3 hours just because you're trying to make sure that he does not have any time to do anything or spend with that person, right? A confident lady and a confident person within that relationship will be like, okay, fine, thank you for letting me know, and then just backing off. What if he's the kind of guy that wants to be very hands-on with a child. Yeah.
Why is she sleeping over?
As a mom.
Because he just explained. As a mom,
when I'm with my kids, I'm not on my phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it does make sense to say, listen, I won't be on my phone as much because I'm busy with the child. And the baby
mama is sleeping over.
Yeah. She's sleeping over because it's late.
And the child, he just said the child can't sleep.
The child needs the mother there.
Yeah.
So they're sleeping over.
Your dad is just as much of a parent and should be.
Yes.
It's just as much of a parent as a child is. As a mom is.
Yes.
So you should be able to be alone with your kids and know their needs and how to change a diaper if the child is that small. If I'm assuming it's not diaper age, that's just an assumption because obviously there's breastfeeding and stuff. Cool. But if you are with a kid that's a toddler or whatever, I feel like you should be, if you're really a hands-on dad, you should be able to be alone with your kids
and know how to tend to them. Not all dads are good.
Shamisa, some people have healthy relationships.
Some moms don't trust the dad. Some moms don't trust the dad. I would never leave my kids alone with the baby dad.
Exactly.
The nanny's going with the kids or
Come with the nanny.
Let's say that the scenario is not perfect, right? Let's say maybe that there's some toxicity, right? You'll find that maybe this guy, if the mom has to sleep over because maybe the mom doesn't ever want to see him alone with the child and she wants to be there all the time. If the guy is there, he may be thinking, I don't want to be having you on the phone calling and aggravating this woman in my house right now.
Geez.
And then it causes another problem, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm letting you because I love you. I chose you. I'm letting you know that I'm good. She's in my house. My baby's here. And in the morning, I'll call you. And it's all good.
Guys, am I immature? Because you guys, it sounds like you're speaking Spanish to me right now.
But why would you not be okay? What is the problem? Are they going to do something?
Your ex. Yes, it's the mother of your child, but she's still your ex. Mm. And I don't understand how... It doesn't make sense to me that your ex is sleeping at your place.
Okay.
Unless it's an emergency.
What happens? Are they going to sleep together?
What if they are sleeping together?
That's on you then. Why am I going to have a sleepless night because you...
So you say, things. Okay, babe, no problem. I'll chat to you in the morning.
Yes.
Sure.
And then I have my peaceful sleep. That's it.
My brain can't even peaceful compute night. What you guys are saying.
Okay, I'm concerned, guys. Am I the only one who's living in La La Land where there is still the possibility of healthy relationships and healthy breakups and healthy, you know, family raising situations with new partners and all of that?
Yeah. As a mom with two kids and as someone that is dating, I'm under that have kids. You know, I believe there is a chance of that.
Yeah, of that happening. Like peaceful... And there's no ulterior motives. There's no nefarious intent. It just, it's like, man.
I don't mind if you, the three of you, go to lunch as a family, whatever. But sleepover, no.
Okay. That's what you. That's
the child is sleeping over, but the mom has to be there because the child is sleeping.
Send the child with the nanny.
What if they don't have one?
Mom must go for mom's night out with her homies.
What if Abana Aini, they don't have a nanny?
I'll come nanny. Like, you need help with the kid, I'll come help you.
And then the mom doesn't want you with her child.
You're not even the ex.
He can't fuck me because he's my dude.
Hey, hallelujah.
Oh, you as in... Oh, okay, now you personalize it. Okay, sure.
No, I'm not. I'm saying, saying if he does that to so that means there were plans to do that. And so now that
what
I'm here...
What if the baby mama doesn't want the girlfriend to now?
Then that's fine. Then make an arrangement that also accommodates that.
Okay.
It's a bit of a tricky one. Let parents do what they feel is the best for the child.
Send your cousin.
I feel like the kids thing is a very, you know, sensitive topic. Let the parents deal with how they want to deal with their relationship with the child.
Yeah.
The way that they see fit.
100%.
And then you are involved wherever you feel uncomfortable, whatever the case may be. But if everything that they are doing is at the best interest of the child, let them handle it.
Yeah, maybe one day if I have kids, I'll understand these. Yeah.
Even if mommy and daddy have to sleep together because the child says,
I want
to sleep with mommy and daddy. Because you know kids do that, guys. I want to talk to daddy today. I'm not going to sleep if I don't call daddy.
Okay.
It's 10 p.m. at night, my baby.
Sleep in the same bed. As in, like, I want to sleep in between you guys.
He could be at the club.
So if the child said, I want to sleep in between you guys.
I want to sleep in between.
Mommy and daddy don't like each other like that anymore. Mommy and daddy are friends.
Then the child is hurt. Now the child is crying. Oh, guys.
I don't have time for tears.
That's why it's so important to have kids with someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with. That's it.
And rest of our life doesn't necessarily mean that together per se
or married,
but but the rest
as
of my life
some sort of companion.
I'm reading it as in like somebody that you can still tolerate even
some
if you guys are not an item
because you guys are family
anymore.
Forever.
Yes. Yeah, that's what somebody was saying the other day, Horo. You know, there are certain people that just want to have babies with people not because they love those people but just because they just want to be part of those people's lives forever.
Yes.
That's crazy. I want to have a child.
That's crazy.
She can never get rid of me. I mean, her life forever.
Men do that.
That's such a big decision to make
even
based
women
on your
do
feelings
that.
For some. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I'm
that's
gonna
such,
bag this nigga.
Yeah, that's such a big decision to make based on romantic feelings. Yeah,
yes. Cool.
I think if I wouldn't have a kid just for those reasons.
Yeah, true.
It would, not just because I'm in love with you. Like you said, can I live with you? For the rest of my life, can I live with the fact that you and I...
Like when you have a child with someone, you're starting with something that you should end with in a relationship. You shouldn't start with a child. You end... Get to know each other, get married, do whatever, travel,
your married life.
End with the child.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there all the papayas there?
That's all the papayas we have. Damn.
By the way, remember 2 weeks back, was it 2 weeks back, whatever, when we were talking about the premiere of Michael?
Yes.
And I mentioned her. I didn't get it. Yeah, I didn't get the whole TikTok thing. Why are the TikTokers dancing? What's that got to do with the movie? Yeah, cool. As we're prepping for the show, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at my thing and I just realized, guys, Michael in South African cinemas has just made 32 million rand.
Wow.
That's 32 million.
That's
1.8. That's 1.8 American dollars. So that's roughly.
But is it because of
million.
The premiere or is it just because of Michael? It's a Michael movie.
Okay, fair. That's a fair thing. I think that's what Mohau said as well. I think that's a fair thing.
Yeah.
But we don't know. Maybe the element of the TikTokers doing some crazy things did kind of encourage people as well because this, for me, I mean, this is the second week. So if you are at 32 million for a second week, that's very, very,
what
very
was
good.
Projected, do you know?
No, in South Africa, in South Africa, you can't do projections like that. You know what I mean? In South Africa, because there are certain films that will perform great in South Africa in terms of our box office, but globally, if you measure them comparatively, they're not doing that great. Like for instance, right, I'm a Popeye. way, like animation is the big genre in South Africa. It performs very well at the cinemas. People go out and actually buy tickets to watch. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, in the last 10 years, I would say like majority of the biggest box office above 50 mil were actually animation. Like your Despicable Me or Moana.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of films, right? What the other genre that does well is comedy.
And you don't like comedy.
Well, I think he's lying.
But anyways,
he's lying, né?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, that Jorge, hey, maybe I was wrong about the TikTokers not promoting the film.
Don't backtrack.
I'm not backtracking. No, it's good sometimes to acknowledge Jorge. Maybe I was misreading
it's Michael's story.
You know, I was
misreading it.
Yeah.
In the right way, especially because there are all these Hong Kong movies about him, but like not one ever that's been at this level. I wonder why it even took so long.
So do you think the dress up helped?
I think the fanfare around it, you know, I think, you know, promotion sometimes it's very tricky, you know what I mean? There are certain films that are so overly produced that they become a disappointment. Like for instance, I don't think Devil Wears Prada 2 is going to do as well as everybody expects it to do. It's still going to make a lot of money. And I don't think that it's actually going to be as big as one thinks it is, because when you look at the numbers right now, they are good, but they're not, you know, record-breaking numbers kind of thing, right? And now, if you look at how the promotion around this film has been insane, you know what I mean? And then you take a film like Barbie that had an insane promotion and still had an insane box of it thing. So you can never really definitively gauge how things like that, you know, dressing up and whatever, gonna really affect the film.
Yeah.
But there are certain things that becomes a cultural phenomenon.
Yes.
You know, like you look at Black Panther, for instance.
Exactly.
The dressing up was part of part of that. So, I mean, but also times have changed. I mean, when last did you take your kids to the cinema?
That's what I wanted to ask. When last did you guys go to the cinema?
I
can't remember.
The last time I went was when I went to watch Sinners. But I had to for that one. But I personally am not big on the cinema. Like, I fall asleep easily when I'm, like, in a reclined seat. It's cold, so I'm there under. So I don't mind waiting for a movie to be available on a streaming site. I don't really like the cinema. Don't ever take me to a movie date. I'm really not that interested in doing that with you.
Also, movie dates are pathetic. Like, you're just sitting there watching the movie. You guys are not engaging with each other.
Yeah, so we're not even chatting.
Why are you there? Yeah. You're there to watch the movie. Then what happens afterwards? Okay, bye. Thank you for the movie.
Yes, because then what happens?
But
you have to pick a good time.
Together, when you live together and you're in each other's face all the time.
No, but I mean like a first time date.
Oh, you mean first time date.
Yes. Right. When you stay together, fuck it. I don't care. I get to my man's place, I watch whatever I'm watching on Netflix, I go shower, go sleep.
No, but
I'm gonna take it as that you shy, because why don't you wanna talk to me? Like, why are we watching a movie on a first date? You don't wanna speak. I understand there's like dinner and stuff afterwards or whatever, but that's the other thing about movies, is that they make you wanna go home. Well,
yes,
the cinema.
You're
so
tired.
Afterwards you don't even wanna be like, okay, should we quickly go to this restaurant? It's like, okay, now I actually just wanna be at the crib.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it.
Movie dates are for comfortable couples, not for
first
time.
Trying to have a moment at the cinema.
And then what happens then? Is it the hand on the hand or the hand on the back? You know what I mean? And then you must ask.
Yawn! This again. Oh, thank you. Hey. I hate dating, actually. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, just arrive in love.
It's
so what are you? Are you a prissy girl, not a date girl? What are you? Because you have to be something because you're in relationships.
No, I love going on dates with my man.
Oh,
I'm just saying, like, getting to know someone.
Oh,
it's such an extreme
sport. So you don't date
sport.
You don't hate
it's
dating.
Tedious.
You date the process that
the
comes
process
with
the process that comes with getting to know
Let's
someone.
Let's just already get to the point where we're in a relationship, we're comfortable, we've had sex for the first time, because, you know, first time jitters are a real thing. I know what you like. I know everything. Then it's we can date. But I also, like, was saying on my Instagram live yesterday that I don't know how people even still do it anymore, of meeting on Instagram or on dating apps or whatever.
So
and I'm not shading people. I'm saying, like, you actually have a lot of strength to, like, get dressed up and leave the house for someone where you don't even know if you're going to like them. Halfway through, they might say something that puts you off or goes against your morals and beliefs. And then you must still see the date through, you know. I, like, I'm dating someone that I've been with in the past. I know him, you know? But a new person that DM me on IG.
If if social media thing is wrong, first dates are wrong. How do you get to know people?
No, it's not wrong. I'm saying I don't know how people do it.
You're going to keep going back to your exes if you do that. It's okay to get to know.
Of course.
Newbies, you know, disappointment, stories, you know, life experiences, guys.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them. Shout out to you guys that can do it. I personally, it's not
Look, I speak like I'm actually on that trip. I don't want to be dealing with
her. You want to meet someone new.
I do, but we've spoken about this, that the process of having to meet somebody new, get to understand them, do they really like Phil? Or do they like the idea of Phil? Now I have to kind of like, you know, put on
now you're trying to be someone you're not.
I always have to now personality catfish you because I am a personality catfish when it comes to dating. I'll be very sweet in the beginning. But then I'm actually a bit crazy, a bit cooked. Let me say that, you know. So then I'm coming with the sweet. No, you see, my dude already knows me. He knows how I am. Sharp, we here. You know?
No, but you guys have to start somewhere. But I get it. Now I meet one great guy. It's fine. I'm with him for 3 years until he disappoints me. Then I'm out.
Then you're out.
It's okay. I get it.
Hey, Shamiso, you know, sitting like that, you remind me of Avril Lavigne. You know who Avril Lavigne is?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. Like, I can't. No, the way you're sitting, you remind me of her. Like, you know, I'm.
She's so good. It's, you know?
Some random lady.
I used to be obsessed with Avril Lavigne, babe.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yes, he was my one and only white crush and straight girl. I was obsessed.
Also, Phil, you and I still have a chance.
I still got.
Maybe you show me. So you said you look like.
Oh wow! Actually, yes, it's me.
I had such a huge crush on Avril Lavigne.
It's me. Like,
anyway,
that's such a random fact about you.
I'm finding my gears. There's
a new show, right?
Yes. There's a new show. My guess I want a wife. I think we've got a trailer of it that we can watch.
Let's
watch.
Is that Gucci?
What a time to be alive. Imzansi Magic is helping all my cares until you throw, and we are taking you on the ride. Konamazo tati shot left.
Mina ngiyodla makoti, ngithatha kanje.
Barabanye, bamncane uma ke.
I have to unlock the heart.
And bazomlwela ufuture hubby.
I am the prize. Men fights for me.
Papa um.
Makezor.
Wait, ke ke mo shaba yana ne ke ke nna le di goosebumps.
Because someone else is gonna kill you.
Imagine.
One thing's for sure, Zansi Queens,
the boy is mine.
Marivaro got the only one will win Umageza's heart.
Mina ngiqeda ngeelimination.
That dancing that guy has tricks, hey?
Khona uzohlanya.
Find out who in our brand new show, Makeza Wants a Wife, from Friday, 1 May at 8.
Wait, so the show is on?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell us? I want to watch
this. Okay,
we're talking about other things.
First of all, this guy's not a real Marquesa, right?
I don't think he is. I don't think he is.
He's just a gassy boy, right?
An everyday taxi driver.
I don't think so.
I mean, he looks like that. And from what I've gathered, he's got some social media presence.
Oh,
you know, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, kind of thing. He's handsome. What are you saying about him, I guess?
I can't believe you didn't tell
us. When was the last time you were in a taxi? Sorry, babe. When was the last time were you in a taxi? You understand? Because for me, it's like 15 years, but I can still tell you who is the king. Can I have my guests out there who are like, hey?
I've actually never been in one.
What do you mean you've never been in one?
I haven't.
A taxi like this?
Yeah, like, I mean, I've been in, like, as in, I've never called. Combat a taxi.
Ever?
No.
You're a cheese girl, man.
No, cheese. My mom just had a Beetle when I was like very young.
Yes,
you know?
Yes,
so you went everywhere with your mom because like there was no Uber back then.
Yeah, no, my mom would drop me off at school. I've been in a, when I was in high school, we did like a transport service. But I'm saying as in combat.
You've never been so naughty that you wanted to combat.
Yeah.
With your mom not being around.
No.
But at the same time, I've never been in a train. Like, I've been in the luxury train.
I've been in a car train.
I've been in a car train. I've been in a luxury train. But I've never been in one. Yeah,
metro. What's
so
a metro?
So it's understandable. So the metro.
Oh, so you're saying you've seen some Magezas that look like him?
Yes. I've seen some very handsome.
Oh, in Durban?
Yeah, there's some very handsome Magezas.
Gauteng.
Yeah. But you see, What are you saying about Josue?
I've never seen any cute Makezas, but I haven't taken, you know, a lot of taxis this side because I was still a child.
And thank you. And thank you for because, Mina, I felt a little some type of way having to speak about the show and say Makeza, because I'd always thought of the word as derogatory in some way. Yeah. But Lundi schooled me and was, you know, abreasting me. It's again, no. Now it's accepted with the accepted term and all of that. Yeah. But for me,
so it's like The Bachelor.
Yeah, yes. So okay. The show is like The Bachelor, basically, right? Yeah. Mm. But now, for me, the problem is, you know, there'll always be a little situation. Mm. I feel like these girls, a lot of them are just there for TV because they're doing too much. From what I've seen on social media, some of them are doing a little bit too much.
In terms of what, trying to seduce him or in terms of fighting?
Love is Blind, TV, Love Island. It's
no,
on
which
TV.
One? I'm saying, what's the too much? As in terms of trying to seduce him or like fighting?
Yeah,
or
imping up the drama. I feel like from what I've seen on social media,
like they're
competing
for the camera.
They're competing, yes, they're competing for who's going to be the most dramatic kind of
and
vibe.
The most famous at the end of
it. Who's going to, but I guess we've got to that point where we've accepted reality TV is not reality TV, in that, especially these relationship ones.
The hell
just
people
for,
go to Love is Blind for TV.
Yes.
Pretend the whole time just to make it through to the holiday. You know?
I hope.
But I had hope for Munaka. Munaka and that boy on that other one. What was it called?
Love Never Lies.
Yeah, they I had a bit of hope.
Really?
A little bit. They look so good together.
They did. And now isn't that guy like the biggest fuckboy in social
media? Yo, hallelujah.
Isn't he? On
Shout out
media.
Just Daddy G. That's my dude. That's my guy.
Okay,
I don't know.
I like Munaka, so let me just
You know
quiet.
What? Let me stay out of the 2K's business.
I'm also not a 2K, so let me remove myself.
But
do you think there'll be, like, at least if they do a second season, do you think they should keep it as a, like, with a different Makeza, or do you think they should do a woman this time? But men have too much pride. Makeza, they're not going to lamza you after you've been lamzering.
Oh, there's the Bachelorette in the States.
Yeah, but
would you be a bachelor?
No, but there have been shows. I think was it Moja Love from Zanzi Magic? One of the two broadcasters, one of them had a show where they had taxi owners that were all female. There were like four ladies and they were all taxi owners. And they had their own like, reality show.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's that time when they had...
Was it about dating also?
No. Well, it was about their lives. Yeah, some of them were in relationships and all that stuff. And what are you doing? Why are you bringing these good looking people on screen?
Love never lies. Why are you distracting me?
No, I would
love it. They looked so cute.
I just don't like the kissing elements of these shows because I would be like, okay, gents, you can compete for me, but I can't be lamzering all of you. I'm just going to lamza my favorite one. But I don't, and then don't go back and tell the group because that's what the drama is on, like The Bachelorette a lot or The Bachelor is that you then come back and say,
I just got my first kiss.
Some people are crying. Some women are like, oh, that's so nice. I'm so happy for you. Others are going to him saying like, so you can kiss her? And it's like, please don't go and tell the gents that I kissed you.
No, I love The Bachelorette. When a woman is in power. I'm a fan.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm just there like, yes.
And it's going to be
turn him down.
Quick elimination because sometimes the first night, especially like when it comes to race things, like if you have a white bachelor and then let's say like people who aren't white women aren't his type, but then he'll still keep them because you can't just say, hey, all the black women, all the women of color, first night, leave, you know?
But do you think that's
the case?
Because if
I
was on The Bachelorette, I would remove everyone I'm not attracted to first night.
Don't they do that at the... Don't they ask for your racial preference? Don't they ask for your racial preference?
No, but
preference
I don't think they would have
them.
A bachelor that's not into black women.
These people lie. That's why when you go on a Love is Blind, you say that, I'm into everything or whatever the case may be, I don't discriminate. And then you see the person and you're like, she's not really my type. I'm usually more into blondes. Or I'm usually, those women get it all the time where their people aren't attracted to them and they're like, I'm used to women that exercise more. I'm used to blonde women or I'm used to whatever.
Shams, doesn't that teeter on that line of the difference between discrimination and preference, right?
Yeah.
Where, yes, I'm not specifically not interested in black women, but if there's a room full of black and white women, I'm much more likely to go for the...
And that's okay.
That's okay.
But I'm saying then they must allow people to have preferences instead of making the premise with Love is Blind specifically
yeah.
about the fact that you can fall in love with someone and not care about how they look. And then they see the people and they're like, I'm not attracted to them. So it's like, why didn't you go on another show where you can acknowledge, like Love Island, you can acknowledge that he's not my usual type. Oh, what's your usual type? Tall, dark, and handsome. Oh, they always say on Love is Blind, I like someone with darker features, or I like someone with blonde hair, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, but then that's it's a them problem then. Because it's Love is Blind. And if you're going to go on Love is Blind, and then at the end of the day, you're going to say,
complain about how someone looks.
White men, like, oh, but you signed up for this.
Yeah. You signed up to say that looks don't matter. So I'm saying Love is Blind for me. I'm like, that's not the case when you come out.
So you wouldn't go if we had the Saravkian iteration and you were single?
There's not enough good-looking men for me to take that chance.
Scary. Scary to be flirting with someone that you don't know what they look like.
Like, there's no...
It's a scary thing to do.
Maybe if it wasn't for... You see, the Love Island, I think, is cool, but the challenges are gross half the time. Because blindfold, kissing, kiss licking, everyone, and then get your kisses
licking
wrecked.
Licking
someone's. Ooh. And then also, why do I have to be in a bikini 24-7?
Like, oh, I love that. That's my favorite part of it.
Oh, you would kill it on the... I'd just be like, I see you looking at Londi, it's fine.
Like, I'd just be twerking for no reason.
Ooh, can I pull you for a chat?
Hallelujah. I'm going to be seeing some twerking on your show.
They're looking at Londi's bum.
Well,
like,
you're going to have to watch the show to see
that. Are there going to be some bikini? Like, are you at the beach? Are you...
Something.
Sadly, when we were always trying to do stuff like that, it always rained or whatever the case may be. So maybe I was just supposed to be a conservative woman for the season.
No.
Okay. Finish your thought, my love, before we jump into this. What are you speaking of?
I was just saying these love shows.
Yeah.
I like Married at First Sight, though.
Yes.
I don't understand.
It's so toxic. Not South African. Maybe the Australian or the US one.
Why are you Married at First Sight?
Why are you doing that? I don't trust that I'm going to turn around or walk down the aisle, rather, as the woman and see someone and say, oh my gosh, he is so gorgeous. You know what I mean?
You said you love it.
Love what?
You love
to watch it, not to enter. I don't understand why they do. I'm judging all of them.
Specific. Do you love watching it?
Oh, I love watching it. And
entertaining?
I'm judging everyone who applied heavily.
Oh, okay.
I am judging.
So you like the content?
Yes, I like
not
the content.
Not the substance.
As a toxic consumer, I like the content.
I love watching it.
But to actually do it? No.
I would never do it.
At least maybe first date at first sight. Married.
Okay.
At first sight is crazy, and those people end up hating each other.
Yo, I mean, even first dates, I'd be like, "Yeah, you trying it?"
You know. But also, what happened to, speaking of dating shows? I know this is off topic, but what happened to is Date My Family still film?
Are they still filming seasons?
I love that
show. But they just had a season like
it was so great. That was an amazing concept.
But they're old.
No.
Remember when Zanzi Magic owned Sunday, when it was the Sunday block, block from like 6 up until
Date My
like
Family,
9
and my perfect wedding.
Everyone would be on Twitter. And
that was when TV was TV.
Yo, that was such a good time. And everyone on Twitter was so funny about
the
commentary.
Everybody on Twitter was funny, not trying to be malicious.
Yes.
I think a lot of people don't realize how social media has actually ruined TV as well. And
there's
as much as it's made TV much more exciting, it's also ruined it, you know? And we'll expand on that later on when we speak about the other situation.
Social media has ruined it for all of us. Why is social media so negative now? Why do you guys think?
Because negativity gets more engagement. And now even with remuneration, with now people
even
getting paid.
TV shows and also,
you understand?
Yeah.
Negativity is what
is
drives.
Everything is toxic,
It used to be humor was that. You know, it used to be that humor was the one that
was
driving engagement. Now, if you're not nasty, I can't just say, oh, you know what? I don't like Londi because, you know, I don't think we'll gel. No. That's not going to land.
Yeah.
You have to say, oh, what are you doing, Jay?
Yo, cancel culture is so big now.
No, and outside of people being...
Yeah.
Engagement farmers. I also think people, obviously, you get confident to say something about someone. So if I'm like, I'm checking the room and I'm like, guys, I don't like Phil. And then everyone here goes, yeah, we don't like him either. Then you see that, oh, I can actually be more negative. I was trying to hold it and be this positive thing. But actually, you guys are thinking the same negative things as me. And that's why there's always pylons when it comes to people, because people then realize that, like, oh, so I'm not the only one that doesn't like Londi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I can say these things and get people agreeing with me. Yeah. So why were we all quiet about it? Let's keep, you know, let's keep expressing negativity.
At the end of the day.
You know?
And also this
and
thing.
And if it gets the people going.
Yo, guys, this thing. Yo, I call them the church of the perpetually aggrieved.
Hi?
You know, they congregate.
Who is this now?
They congregate
the
every day.
Church. Not the church.
Not the church. Amen.
These negative people. Because now, because people have made their entire personality.
Also, you
about
are so
that,
deep
you know what I mean?
In the ex community.
Yeah, oh,
good aren't Lord. You one of the people that are leading?
No, but the thing is that, I mean, I've made some very specific and conscious decisions about my presence online. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for instance, I don't talk about celebrity relationships for a reason, because I know that lead where that leads to. You know what I mean? Like, once you start getting involved in reporting on people's personal lives, then there are lines that you're going to cross, maybe unintentionally so, you know what I mean? And that gets personal and, you know, don't do any. I try not to... If I post something and somebody takes it negatively, right, for the longest time, I would not even engage with that. I would just let it run as it is, because I know that once they've got a big account engaging in that, now it can bolden certain people, because they're like, you know, he's responding, let me come. I'm sure you've seen
that's
that in instances, in instances where something about you is happening and you comment on that person, what happens in that? It becomes a frenzy, because everybody's like, funny enough, I logged onto our episode live the other day.
TikTok notifications, comments. Yeah.
I logged onto our whatever.
I'll stop doing that.
I was there. No, it was actually an interesting thing. I was there live for like 10 minutes or 15 minutes. First of all, they were dogging me that why didn't I have the membership to the McG network? I didn't. Do you have?
I have the membership.
I didn't.
So guys, I just logged in, guys. I just logged in.
So you were able to comment without
without it, but now apparently,
does it show that you don't have it?
Yeah, you have to have a star.
Yes, that.
Oh, yeah.
They were very quick to remind me.
I'm a member.
The roomies were very quick to remind me. Hey.
Don't you dare.
You can't be in here without having that. So it was
rightfully.
Actually, it was actually very nice.
Rightfully.
Yeah, but it was actually very nice to be able to be in the room. But I then very quickly realized, oh, there are certain people that I've seen that I'm in here. And now they're like, okay, we got him now. We got his attention. Let's go.
Oh my God.
And we can say something.
There's a guy that's always dogging me.
The same person.
The live chat. Yeah. It's just this one guy that I'm not sure if he loves me or hates me.
I think he has a crush on you.
No, he has a crush on you, actually. But he feels like he must dog me out so that he can impress you. And I'm just like, we're all in the same team, brother.
Yeah.
We're all in the same team. But one thing I do appreciate about being here is roomies will really show up for you. Like, if they respond to stories, they'll be like, hi, roomie here. Just started following you. Even on my lives, I'm like, why are there so many people now? Because I'm used to, like, my live community.
Yeah.
And then this one lady's like, please don't remove us. We're new here on your page because we're roomies.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so nice. But don't dog us also. Don't
the
dog
roomies
us.
Are sweet, though.
They are so sweet.
Don't worry. Listen, guys, because of what we do, there are other people that are going to come and try and shine. You know what I mean? The roomies are very great. That room is very, that chat is actually very positive.
So you got in and did what? Wait.
I just got in and just said hi. Like, literally, I think I said hi or something like that.
Ew. Who are you greeting?
I'm greeting. Roomies on the chat, like really chill out.
You say hi, guys.
I just said hey roomies. I just said hey roomies, whatever. And they're like, oh, there were some few happy birthdays there, and you know, whatever. Yeah, and then the trolls started. I'm like, yo, I'm out.
Wait, tell me more.
Yeah, no, there's nothing more to tell.
No, but don't tell me about Tini.
It's humble. Go to the thing, you can see on the thing.
We left just here soon.
Why are you really traumatizing me?
Why were you there?
Why did you have a membership?
Yeah. What was that? No, because I was just curious to see, you know,
what's happening.
No, but sometimes you just read. Yes. I just read, but I never comment. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like comments. Like,
yeah, then they're like, perfect, good shots.
You know, because the thing is that, I mean, when you build a community, that's how we ended up on this conversation where I was about to explain to you. When you build a community online, right, with your name or your brand or your show or whatever, right?
Yeah.
There's a parasocial relationship that they build with you as a personality or as a show, as an entity, or as a brand that occasionally they need to be able to engage with you.
Mm.
Do you understand? And I mean, we've been promising them a WhatsApp line. Hi, Mohao. How are you doing? that is not coming.
Mohao, open the phone.
You know,
now Shamisa has to use her DMs. Really?
We've been promising them this WhatsApp line. It's still not.
We promised them a pajama party.
So yeah, you know, I mean, that's more logistics than anything else. You know what I mean? That's
fun and I'm a bliss.
What false promises? The pajama party.
Oh God!
We can start by shooting in pajamas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. Okay. You've got your show coming up on the 21st of May.
Yes. Finally. Okay,
what's up?
Before you move forward, there's something I feel like I want you guys to engage on. It's with regards to social media. As you said, that you build a perpetual, a parasocial community, right?
Yeah.
Right. And in that, you also have to kind of like engage with them.
Mm.
Now, my curiosity is that what happens when the trolls, the people who actually have built their success on your social downfall on a week-to-week basis.
Mm.
What happens when you guys actually meet? Do you have you ever met someone in real life who's worked that way and then you've met them physically? Well, okay. How's the engagement? What is it?
I think we've seen it with Ngizwe and Usomizi, that a lot of the people that hate you online or that jump on Ben, we're going to hate other people online, actually are secret fans.
Yeah.
Because in public, they're the first ones that want to engage with you so that they can be seen engaging with somebody of your caliber. You know, they're the very same people that want to be, you know, friendly with you.
Even
you
online, know? Yeah. It happens. The minute you engage or you respond to that person, they respond back via DM or whatever. Oh my God, Londi, I can't believe you responded. And it's like, how? Marawena, you were trolling me 2 seconds ago. Now you want to be my friend or my fan.
In Durban after those awards where I look like shit ish. Obviously the next day everyone was cooking me online and I was like not online, but obviously you know when you're getting messages from your friends, hey, hope you're okay, and da da da. Like I hear about these things, but like, you know.
Yeah.
And then my partner and I took a walk, like a nice walk along the beach and all of that. Both of us individually and together got asked for so many pictures. It was crazy. And then he's like, okay, guys, so what's the truth? Do you hate us or not? Because what happens in real life with people is often not what you are feeling online. I've never had someone come and just swear at me online, talk to me about my appearance or whatever.
They would never. Nobody would ever have that courage.
But sometimes they just want to be in the sauce. Like you're trending.
Exactly.
And they want to be a part of it. Oh, I took a picture with them. Mm.
There's that acronym thing that these kids use. Baibitsang. Fear of being left out. Why did you go? How did you go?
FOMO.
Fear of being missing out.
Yeah, she
fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out. FOMO.
FOMO.
FOMO. Fear of missing out. Okay, that one. So yeah, it's not that, man. Mara, you're right. It's that when I launched. Sometimes people want to be part of something. People want to be part of the noise. People want to be part of, oh, it's cool to hate Shamiso this week. Mm. It's cool to hate Phil right now. Mm. Let me. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And you know how many times I've heard people saying, oh my God, I didn't know that you blocked me. Please unblock me. I don't even remember why I blocked you. But
I always say to people, no, because what did you say? I don't block people for no reason.
Exactly.
Quickly, I've got time. I've got time. Like, I will definitely.
You will never
see
me on social media again.
But also, loving somebody does not entitle you to their. Okay, sorry, babes.
Yeah.
Loving somebody does not entitle you to their lives and their choices, right?
Mm.
Being a fan of somebody and having that parasocial relationship with somebody does not mean now you have to feel that you've got the power to dictate to them what they should be doing, what they should be saying. Mm. If you see me, Shamiso, Londi, or whoever that you like, you know, and you feel that they should not be responding to somebody. You don't understand how by the time they respond to that white person, they've been ignoring 50 people that have got away. You get what I'm saying? Because I know for a fact, I try by all means not to respond to, you know,
ignore
to respond.
It,
but
babe.
Sometimes there's that one person
explain.
Who's going
to
catch me in that hour or in that minute.
But do you know what hurts me the most, right? Mm. Even if you've done a mistake or you were trending for something that's very negative, when you search for your name on the internet, social media, those videos of people talking shit about you are the ones that pop up first.
Yeah.
So already they've ruined any brand opportunity that might come in for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any influence, any good thing that you might have trended for, they are now on top.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to erase those things because now you have to train for good things only maybe for the next 6 months.
Mm.
For those videos to go down so that you can, you know, clean it up again. That's the thing that hurts me the most because, you know, we out here, this is our job. Mm. We try so hard to be perfect and to say what's right. But, you know, some things push us to, you know, to speak our opinions and voice out how we actually feel. Mm. But it doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Yeah.
Just because we have to work in the public eye and you have the chance to criticize us in public, it doesn't make me a worse person than the person that bullied you in high school.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still human. I make mistakes as well. But now you ruining somebody's work opportunities is on another level.
Yeah.
Mm. You know?
You know, I wanted to talk about this show, but now you just reminded me of something right now. Let's just pivot to it right now because it's actually tied to that. They told her, okay, then where does accountability then come into that conversation, right? Because sometimes, yes, we do make mistakes, but we still have to be accountable for those mistakes, right? And accountability has its own repercussions. Like this boy, Undoyisile, who is a big TikToker and who jumped onto the top billing presenter search situation, right? And it turns out, Jorge, was it this year or last year? Some years ago, maybe it was last year, he had made a video speaking negatively, if not derogatively, about South Africans. I think he was in a mall and he said, "Gore Tembisa Mall is too crowded because." But
I think I remember.
Mall of Africa was too crowded because the people are at Tembisa, they're making it too crowded. Why can't they just find something in Tembisa? Something along those lines. Is the one. No, I think that's where he's apologizing.
Oh, wow.
The initial video.
Yo, yeah, 2026.
Okay, while you're finding it, let's say, yeah, you just said. So he had spoken, he has spoken very badly about South Africans, and he's not a South African, he's a Zimbabwean living in South Africa.
Mm.
And allegedly he's here illegally, and he was here on a student visa, blah, 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 right? So he tried the presenter search here, TikTok, and now a lot of people are coming for him and saying that, how dare you even want to be in our shows and present one of our shows when you were.
Let's talk about top billing.
Yes.
Why are they doing social media auditions? What happened to auditions being like a private thing between you and the producers and whatever the content directors of the company? It's very embarrassing because auditions mean that you might not be perfect at this thing.
Yes.
You are just trying out. It's an interview. Imagine if all your interviews were in public on social media. Mm. God damn it.
Mm-hmm. Your thoughts? I have my thoughts. I have an answer for
that.
Think it's humiliating because now everyone knows that you didn't get something. There's nothing wrong with failure, but you know how mean people are on social media and how negative they can be. Now, anytime something happens with you, they're going to be like, I've seen it happen to people where they're like, haha, weren't you the person that didn't make the cut with the presenter search?
It will never go away. Like, social media deletes nothing. So if you messed it up, like, we're all going to know, like, this is why you didn't get the job.
Mm.
So I hate that this is happening. But I understand that top billing maybe wants to be relevant in the social media space and they want to do this whole campaigning thing. But why did it have to be auditions?
All right, cool. Mm. Two things to this, in my opinion, right? Number one, let's talk about the production and the benefit and the non-benefit of it, right? I think with top billing coming back right now, they're trying to be, you know, part of the new media, the digital era, digital age thing, right? And they're believing that a presenter search like this actually brings eyeballs to the show. Whether you participate in the presenter search or not, the interest in the presenter search does keep the name top billing in the headlines, that keep the name top billing in top of mind. Thank you very much. With your remote, you're going to see who's going to be on there and not, right? That's number one. Number two, there's also an element of, I'm sorry to use this word, but it is what it is. Manipulation of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you for a fact that if top billing is still owned by the same people and is still seen as a high LSM product at the SABC that will attract with media sales, the kind of brands that they were attracting before, they are not looking for kids who are doing these videos that they are presenting cinema tunes.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Why is cinema tunes catching hands?
No.
Why am I in it?
You understand? That's that. Let's just be real about it. You understand? So this is just maybe fits into that humiliation things that you guys are talking about, right? Mm. This just feeds into the ether that leads to nothing.
They want the mess.
Because that mess is just about talkability. Yeah. None of these people are ever going to get a chance, because the people that are going to get a chance are people that are going to feed the brand and actually feed the sellability of the show. Because remember, at the end of the day, the television show still has to sell space within the television show for brands. And what are the brands that you're targeting? Maybe if we're using these LSM or whatever, we are losing people. It's simple as this. A television show has to be able to attract the right brands. You understand? A top billing as high LSM, which means a high living standard. That means you attract somebody who drives a Merc. You know, that kind of... You know what I mean?
That's
They're not going to have a presenter on there who cannot speak English fluently. It's not gonna happen.
It's a classist show.
It is what it is. You know, and remember when we were talking about Miss South Africa a while ago, when we were talking about it, not everything has to be for everybody.
I hate it all inclusive.
You know?
Like, because you know there's no way you're going to go in someone's mansion and present. And
And at the same time, we are also to blame as the public, because we subject ourselves to this, you know, humiliation rituals. You know very well how you don't suit this
when
brand.
You look at the past presenters who has been Bonang Matheba, Ayanda Tabete,
Ayanda Tabete,
now it's Zozibini. You see those caliber of people.
Exactly.
So obviously they're looking for
I love that you brought inclusivity into the conversation, because for me it's on some. In our effort to include people, let's also not damage and actually lower the standard. Because when there is no standard, then we're going to be the very same people who are going to be complaining that South African television
is nonsense.
Mm.
Did they say, though, who they're looking for? Like the type of person?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
Not that you shouldn't, because that they would be in trouble.
So it's if they said,
they would be in trouble if they said, Khore, you know, be like this and be like that. That's not going to work.
So Zozibini is the main... And then they ask you, they're looking for how many others?
Probably maybe like one or two for field presenting.
Field presenting.
I've got tattoos on my face. I was going to say hit my line. But I think...
makeup.
I think it's humiliating because, like I said, we just spoke about how mean social media can be and the fact that they don't forget anything. Yeah. So it's always going to open you up for that to be the jab. I mean, remember that one guy where his... ex-girlfriend was upset and she posted his like matric certificate and
the marks
were really low and he, I think, maybe took a social media break, came back, but if anyone ever wants to go at him, they make him the face of failure.
You know what I'm saying?
And they'll never forget. This was years and years and years and years and years
ago.
I think abantu abagcwalisa imall of Africa ngabantu bethembisa. Kanti alila mall ethembisa. Lingitshela ukuthi lishiya imall of Thembisa kumbe kunemall angazi. Nizogcwala imall of Africa because people are just gallivanting, man. They're just occupying the mall for no reason. And it's so uncomfortable for us who are claustrophobic.
What the hell would make you think that that's a smart thing to say?
It's the for us, for me.
Why would you think that you should ever say that?
Who's involving in that chat? He must speak for himself. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
You guys are actually wiling.
Yo,
you guys are wiling.
So why would they just walking around and occupying the mall?
The mall.
Okay, but this is old guys. Okay, he apologized after this.
No.
He apologized,
not
but now he's trying to be
oversized.
Can we see his audition video? Now he's trying to be on top billing. Let them see the audition video.
Actually, yeah. You are wonderful.
Let's see the audition video.
I saw the audition.
Oh, you did see
it. Yeah, everyone was complaining about the accents. Oh my God. People are trash.
Social media is not a good place anymore.
I'm so sorry for going at him.
It's really not fun.
Jesus.
Well, at least for those who work hard, good evening and welcome to Top Billing. I'm Ndoyisile Ndumsuswindi, and tonight we are taking you on a journey of style, glam, and unforgettable stories. On tonight's episode, we visit one of the most breathtaking homes you'll ever see, where luxury meets inspiration, owned by a young kapu kaparetta, Nsiwiliwe Dlodlo. This 40 million rands mansion is a must see. Later on, I get to attend a private wedding where the famous rugby player Sibongiseni Ntunjambi Zandile and Fiona Michelle's commit to each other for life. And if that's not enough, I challenge myself on a thrilling adventure skydiving where I'll be jumping off a plane at 40,000 feet off the ground. I just need to find out if my medical aid does cover jumping off a plane. From breathtaking architecture to jumping off planes, tonight's episode has been all about taking risks.
Guys,
are we
going to watch the whole thing?
Shout out for the angles, big man.
No, it was actually a great addition.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's not that bad, but I don't think it's as top.
So what happens when you have like a phone that's not like great quality and you actually have the skills? Oh,
okay. See, that's where the positive I was going to come in.
You know?
Okay, yeah. So the positive how I see this, because remember, so those were the negative, right? The positive for me is, remember auditions, majority of the time happen in Johannesburg or Cape Town. You get what I'm saying? Of many of the shows that you see on television, right?
Okay.
So having online auditions, I think if it's done with good intention, it was to open it up to a wider range
so
of people.
So why can't I email you?
I'm getting there.
I don't care.
He's everywhere.
Why can't I email you my clips?
He's TV.
Because, so if it's open to everybody, right? People are able to kind of use their already platform that they already have. Because remember, there are a lot of people who have access to internet, right? But who are not really into, the uploading. They don't understand the uploading thing, whatever. But on TikTok, they can do that. You understand? On Facebook, they can do that very easily instead of them having to compress files and all of that. No, but understand,
if
sometimes
you can upload,
we need to understand
media,
our privilege sometimes mustn't
email.
Cloud us from the reality of where we live in, babes. There are a lot of people that will struggle with uploading.
It does make sense what you're saying.
Because now, for instance, our phones takes videos at very high resolution. So you've got like 200 megabytes, right?
Okay.
Sometimes getting that onto an email, if you don't understand these third-party apps and whatever,
it's
very difficult.
But then you go to an internet cafe.
I was going to say, I'm saying to save people from the humiliation.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I love your point about the auditioning online, because you're right, not everybody can go to their nearest whatever the auditions would be shot at.
But then you're going to have millions of people.
Yeah, exactly. So can't we send it privately so we're not humiliated online?
Yes.
But then also you want this opportunity, right? Mm. I'm sure that there is a friend or someone in your life that can help you in terms of sending an email.
Sure. But look, I was just giving you both sides
of
it.
Yeah.
You understand?
No, I get it.
So that it doesn't seem like we don't understand the struggles.
I like the Miss Essay way
of
doing things. Because we don't see the auditions, but then we get to see the top 10.
Yes.
Now they've already picked who they want, and then all we get to do is just vote for those people.
And even the
team that's the best way.
Congrats, you made top 10 for Miss Essay. It's not a humiliating thing that people can use against
you. We will never know who was top 20, top 30, you know? Wow. We just know the best, the top 10.
Mm.
Can we have that rather?
Yeah. So who's reading the room in that gay? As a chilling gay, who's reading the room? Is it top billing or the people that are auditioning?
I'm not saying
it. Because now I'm saying it. I think production.
Oh, the Tembisa thing really pissed me off.
No, that's an old thing.
Yeah. See, this is what happens with the internet. They bring up things. I would have never seen this.
Yeah.
My
never
God.
Known. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but the audition was great.
Don't do it.
Oh, angles.
Yes, when you said switch. Okay.
Yes.
Like, shout out to him.
I think
he could also be the camera crew.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
I don't know why she's rubbed off on me today. I'm being a bit spicy.
Okay, Shab, who needs to read the room? You say it.
I think Kadova, which is the production company behind this, and the SABC. Should read the room and hopefully they've learned their lesson. If they were do not do this intentionally. If they were not doing this intentionally to garner eyeballs and talkability, if this was it was done with a clear, beautiful heart. I think read the room. Let's not do this again.
Yeah, please.
I think what you guys are suggesting, do the
emails and stuff.
I think
that also based on the points we were talking about earlier, social media needs to read the room, because this wouldn't even be seen as a humiliation ritual if you guys were a bit kinder online. Because this really could be nice. Like, let's say in a perfect world that social media was all perfect and all kind, there would be nothing wrong with this.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually social media that makes things like that, because now you must always live with that. If you say something that people disagree with, they're going to be like, not you.
Yeah.
Aren't you the guy that auditioned for Top
It's
billing?
Free Wi-Fi. You know, if you're paying for something, you have a bit of respect for yourself.
I need to chew everyone's SIM cards. One by one. How many people in this country? How many people? No, and also, what's part of what's made people snacks on social media is being paid for it. Because like we said about engagement.
They're being paid to be negative.
As in you paid for engagement. So if you post a clip of our show.
So you get paid.
Yes. Yeah, you can if you're like a member or whatever. So if they, if you clip our show to the parts that you know are going to make people comment, you get paid.
Jesus.
So it's also what's propelling negativity is the fact that it's been monetized. Wow. And I think Twitter was so much more fun when that wasn't the case. So Elon.
And did they not drag me for my show?
Exactly. Positivity. Not starting up with negativity. What's happening that's positive on your show?
No, get the negativity out of the way.
Land with positivity.
You know, since we're on the negativity train, let me just hop on it, finish off, and then I'm positive about it. But like... Okay, first of all, there was a mix-up on the dates, right?
Oh, okay.
On the TX of the show. It was supposed to be 7 May, and then it changed to the 21st of May because there were still some episodes that were still supposed to air from Uthando Nesithembu. Because I am going to air on that same time slot that they are on. But like any other reality show, there are seasons, and the season ends, and then they come back next year for a new season. So now social media is saying, oh, Londi thinks she can cancel Uthando Nesithembu.
Where does Londi thinks come into
first of
a
all,
scheduling issue with the whole thingy? Both.
First of
thank
all,
you.
I love you guys for thinking that I have that amount of power over channel, over Uthando Nesithembu and anything. But like, I mean, where's the logic in that? Because Makpeli, like Dala besides, Makpeli Sibaya, there's another show that's going to play until Sibaya comes back next year. You know?
Taking turns. Like, so what, they're cooking you.
So we're good. So Uthando Nesithembu was extended for 4 episodes. And because of that, they had to move Life with Londi to the 21st of May.
Not that my show is also, like, not that great.
I can tell them for free. No, let me tell you this. It had absolutely nothing to do with how your show was received. It had nothing to do with the trailer. It absolutely
it had nothing to do nothing with to that do other with thing that happened.
Yeah,
also,
The extension is the same. Is the same thing that happened with Barking, the show that's popular, Inimba, for instance, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Inimba got extended and all of that stuff. So this is a scheduling thing. It had nothing to do with,
yeah,
the quality of your show.
But how good is my promo, my trailer?
Can we see it again, please?
Do we have it?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Of course we have it. We family.
Do you have a problem?
You have some of the problems with other people. Wow.
I just let someone as on comb and just pongo.
Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, we are pooza when we are pooza.
Have you ever seen me going back and forth?
No, you've never.
Have you ever seen me?
I'm trying to kill.
You want some anything? I'm talking.
I'm not done talking!
You're gonna get hurt most because this is not right for you.
So bad.
Crossing off the line. Say who you mean, Miss Jela. I got you this in show with the acid tools.
This is embarrassing. It's giving my perfect wedding. It's fine, Nangana Zipinis.
Life with Londi starts Thursday, 21 May on Zansi Magic, the home of.
You're going to have to watch the show for that.
Oh my God.
I'm looking forward to seeing the queue situation because I still don't understand.
Yeah.
I really want to see
everyone
this.
Everyone is like, what is going on? Yeah. There's a ceremony, there's friends fighting. What's going on?
I really want to see that. Oh my gosh. The trailer looks bomb already, and I can only imagine when we see full episodes.
Yeah.
I can't believe you had a slumber party with other people.
Wasn't that in Durban?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, Lons. I'm your first friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, when we started shooting here.
Do you want Q to come back and fight you?
Hey, when we're shooting here. When we started shooting, okay, we are on our 11th episode.
Yeah.
When did you start shooting the show?
Damn.
So you started with them prior to shooting with us?
It was like, no.
Oh, okay.
We were shooting when we did the launch for the new era.
Yes.
We were shooting.
Was it the first episode that you were shooting?
No, I was probably on episode 3.
Yeah, so you were shooting before we started shooting.
But we shot before.
Oh, that was just a screen test.
Yeah, okay, those cool. Don't count.
But it was like around the same time.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
cool.
My God, it looks like it's going to be fire.
So,
like,
when crying. Are they seeing it? Where are they seeing it? And when is it happening?
You still look pretty when you're crying.
161 Zansi Magic, mm-hmm. 8 p.m., 21 May, every Thursday. It's live at Londe.
Yeah. And if y'all behave, maybe we might invite two of you to the
watch
party.
Yeah, it's going to be exclusive. I'm going to invite exclusive people on Wednesday because it airs on the 21st. So, on the 20th, I'm having an exclusive watch party. Body. For Abantaba, behavior. If you all behave.
So what is, how do we,
we'll figure it out. Don't make any promises. Let's figure it out first before you announce.
No, but I know where it is. It's already happening.
No, I mean in terms of if we wanted
as
to invite Rumi, a Rumi one or two Nyana.
Yeah, please pick someone who's maybe in the comments a lot, who's consistent.
How do we pick, guys?
I think just someone who seems like the biggest Rumi. You know what I mean? Who's consistent.
Yeah, but the biggest Rumi might not be in Johannesburg. And be available to come on Wednesday. See who's interested. Look, let's see who's interested.
I'm going to use the top billing strategy.
Hi, bo.
Congratulations.
Hey, Marawena, you keep on provoking South Africa, ne? We want them to come with pitchforks. We'd be coming to work and find people waiting outside with our pitchforks and say, I'm full alone, disimbulale.
Speaking about that, yeah. I got a WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Last night, and someone was texting me and saying, oh, yeah, some girl's texting me because... When you took her man. I'm like, who the fuck is that? Mm. Oh, sorry.
That's fine.
And then this person says, Upalang is Zulu, ne?
Yeah.
And then that is Zulu, so I seen wrong spelling. I'm like, but who are you?
Yeah.
As a Shikamalake. And I'm like, but minang sasin to daba. And like, what are you even talking about? Get to me now. First of all, humble funduk spell before you can come and text me. And also, who said this is Londi's number? Then Lomutang sended a view once. Of them or a video of the person holding the phone shooting someone. A girl dead.
Hi, Lundi. Hi, Eli Fiyako.
I got so scared, guys. I
they
couldn't see.
They sent you a view on video of them shooting someone.
Yes. And then they deleted all their messages. Then I blocked the person.
Was it a girl's hand or a guy's hand on the gun?
A guy. And it was a guy texting me. How scary?
No, that
How
is...
How scary?
Cause for concern.
I don't know how to respond to that, guys.
But there's a trend that's been going around of people trying to scam people for money, trying to scare them. But I don't know. But it's
so like using
the shit
maybe a generic, not a generic video, but a video that they maybe found somewhere, and then
yes, it could have been. But like also for you to be sending someone something like that,
please go
also where
the
are you even getting these videos
of someone being shot?
Yes, because this is the second time this is happening to me. It's not the first time.
Please go to the police and at least try to get the number.
Yeah, I don't even feel comfortable talking about it on this podcast. What if
Yo, anyway, in passing, very quickly, we need to say this very quickly. There's a new telenovela that is coming to Zanzi Magic called Kwababa.
Wow, every week.
I don't think we've got a trailer for that, but it's got some really, 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 really cool people that
like
are...
Like Kwababa.
He's on it.
Like
on
when
it.
You Kwababa. Try to...
Kwababa.
Oh, Kwababa.
Is it Kwababa? No, it's Kwababa.
Kwababa.
It's in somebody's house.
Kwababa.
You saying Kwababa like that thing where you scared to approach.
Kwababa.
Yeah. Kwababa.
Kwababa. No, also, you must have the Zulu tone. Kwababa.
Kwababa. As in like my father's house.
My father's house.
My father's house.
Yes. Kwababa.
Yeah, we got some cool people. Like my phone is not open right now, but okay, one that I can think of top of mind is Uvuyo Biela.
Yes.
Vuyo Biela has been around for quite some time. And Sparky,
oh,
Sparky, Sparky.
Launch.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's like sort of like, it like
yes,
a wedding.
It's sort of like
oh,
a wedding and
so
all of
cool.
that. So
I
it's
saw
cool.
That.
So
saw
when
that.
We have the trailer and yeah, we'll put it up. Yeah, man. So congratulations to them.
Nice.
And we can't wait to see what's happening on there.
What are your hopes? I know you always have
yeah. I don't have any hopes.
You have hopes and dreams. But shout out
I was just saying in passing.
But I personally love the outfits from the premiere, which is why we have to talk about the Africa Magic Viewer's Choice Award.
Amazing.
Social media is going crazy over the looks and, you know, understandably
rightfully,
so.
Yeah.
Because... The Met Gala gave us nothing. So now we
Has your fashion bone been tickled?
I mean, we have something to talk about. But I feel like, because since everybody's comparing the Met Gala with these awards, I feel like they shouldn't be compared, first of all.
Mm. Yeah.
But now that you guys are doing that, let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the African designers took a very literal take on the designs with the theme
Okay.
Like Maktua, the theme is beans and rice. Like it doesn't mean your dress must have rice and beans. You know what I'm saying? Like the take was very literal, but it's understandable because they need to make noise. You know, every time their designs hit the red carpet, it needs to be a global topic.
Okay.
And they need to make their gowns very exaggerated and all of that. And with the Met Gala, it's fashion houses that are already established, they're already big names, and all they're doing is just maintaining their brand. Because already it's a big fashion house. Not much is expected. You know what I'm saying? They have a different take when it comes to their designs and their fabrics and whatnot. But when it comes to African designs, our take is very different. It's very exaggerated. But in that sense, the designs were great.
Mm-hmm.
Some were not.
Okay, before we show them, I gotta say this, you know, and I know now people are echoing it, but I've been saying it since we started seeing the red carpet, Nigeria and all of that. My biggest issue with Nigerian fashion is that the creativity is there. You know, the skill is there. Some of these garments, when you see them close, you can see, you know, a lot of work has been put behind this. My only aversion is this thing, yabo yama photo shoots, guys. You know, a red carpet moment has to be a red carpet moment.
Mm.
You understand? So if all this glamour that we're seeing, it's edited pictures.
Mm. You feel like it's not a real
The comparison then becomes, it becomes problematic. Because my thing is that, like, a red carpet garment needs to look good in pictures and on the carpet. We need to see it on the carpet. I understand what sometimes if the matter of, this person couldn't make it, but it's fine. Mm. I get that, right? But in Nigeria, it's become a standard that a lot of the looks that you're going to see, being promoted on social media.
And they look better on social media.
And all that.
Yeah. And on the carpet, it's giving arts and crafts.
Thank you. I've done in studio. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if and we're not dogging, guys. We're not dogging the creativity. I mean, when it comes to South Africa and Nigeria, I do still feel that Nigeria is still ahead of us in terms of paying attention. And whatever.
Yeah. Is ahead.
We call a spade a spade.
Mm.
You know? This photo shoot thing, edited things, and now we've got AI. Now we're even confused. What is this really real? You know, there's a garment with a cathedral thing. I don't know if it's your line.
Why must your dress be the cathedral? Like, I did design in school. You can use a reference, right? But it doesn't mean that your final products must look exactly like the reference.
Yeah. You can talk about it from that angle. I was saying
in terms of
how it looks on pictures.
Like, I wonder how heavy
Fred, we're not there yet. You're gonna talk about the fashion side of it.
I'm just thinking it's fine.
I'm just bothered by the fact that the picture of that cathedral dress looks so good. It looks so ethereal.
On the carpet?
But on the carpet, aibo.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Thank you. We got a paper dressing, we got a box and shit like that. You know what I mean? So go on. We can see.
Because I was doing the same thing. I was like, photo shoot, okay, carpet, no. Photo shoot, carpet, no. You know, it didn't make sense. Oh, the bread dress. Oh my God. Like, you know, all of it. Like for me, it's just like they took the literal theme. And they put it on them, you know? And you don't have to do that. This is why I loved Nomsa Mombatha's looks.
Yeah.
Because her looks, even though it was like down to the theme, you know? But in the same breath, the dresses looked amazing. Yeah. The craftsmanship was like out of this world. Because that was the theme, right? Yeah. It was honoring craft and celebrating culture.
Oh, okay.
That was the theme. So hence why everyone, some of them were in similar looks, but we get it. But look at how stunning Nomsa Mombatha looked.
Yeah.
I think she, you know, this is to prove how great Nigerian designers are.
Mm.
I think she's never looked this great.
Really? There's this photo of her in a black dress that I like. Okay, we can't
this
show it.
This for me was on another level. Yeah, yeah. No, she always looks great. Don't get me wrong. But this for me was on another level. It was unexpected. Yeah. You know, we always expect her with the African vibes and she always kills it.
Yes.
You know, all the time. But this for me was like outstanding.
Ooh, this is gorgeous.
It was unbelievable. When I saw her posting on social media, I was just like, God damn, girl. I knew you had it, but not like this.
Mm.
But some of the designers were not Nigerian. We had some Indian designers. We had some Ghanaian designers.
Yeah.
Even though all of us might put it out to be as if it's a Lagos Nigerian thing.
Yeah.
But most of but the
Ghana,
designers...
But Ghana and Nigeria are like Botswana and South Africa. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
So, there's celebrities...
Botswana doesn't like it when we say we, they're South African.
Botswana celebrities and South African celebrities are like one thing.
Now
you know
we're
going
to go back to the David Tlale thing. Why?
No, we're not talking about fashion. I'm just saying.
If the designers from Ghana, the designers from Ghana.
Yes, but I'm just saying, it's not a big deal like that.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. But then we had, she's a fashion icon. She's always serving looks.
What's her name?
Is it Nana?
Oh, yes, that.
Oh, Nana gave us 3 looks every year. You were talking about
this is my
cathedral.
Favorite. Yeah.
Oh, is it your favorite?
Yeah, this flow.
This one. But also she took it from a creation that they've already done. The designers from India. This dress was
done by them or by somebody else?
This was not a one of one that was made for her for the event. Dress was part of a collection that the designer made. It's an Indian designer who says something, ne? Something with an S. This dress was created last year.
Oh, okay.
So it's been on the carpet. So she literally, but then she had the whole fish clutch bag added on. But like this dress, like Sibonile already on social media, but like the fact that she used it for this event for me was immaculate. This was the best dressed for me.
I wonder what it is about the culture in Nigeria that makes people really like they step out, you know, and they show out, whether it's their hair, makeup, and the outfits. I mean, when I was still at MTV, we had some of the VJs from the Nigerian team come join us for like a party that we were having. And those girls, like, there were days where, like, we just had a meeting in the boardroom. Those girls had full face beat, heels on, for just, like, a chill 8 people meeting in the boardroom. And when I asked, they were like, Chief, you don't step out back home. You don't step out if you're not sure. Yeah, even for lunch
celebrity
and dinner.
There means something. Like, celebrity culture, there is a big
thing. It's
deal,
a big thing,
you know
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
So
they're like America. The
yeah.
They take it very seriously. Yeah.
No, they've
just...
So that's
church.
The cathedral. You see how gorgeous it looks in a picture?
Yeah. Yeah. And it lights up, hey guys.
Mara, in person.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So that's also...
It lights up.
Do you have the video, Mara? They need to see the difference between that picture
and
the
actual carpet moment, because the carpet moment did not work at all.
Or
this
maybe
one
even
we never
changed.
Got to see. It wasn't my favorite look in any case.
The stone one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, why do you have to look?
Yeah. Cool. Who else?
Or maybe even change. Like, take the picture and then wear a different look that looks good on the carpet, like what you're saying.
No, she did all 3 looks on the carpet, right?
No.
She only did
one.
The church one.
Yeah, she only did the church one on thingy, on the carpet. The flowy one, she did a photo shoot and a video with it.
Damn,
and the rock one was
beautiful.
Just a photo shoot.
Yeah. And then all the men looked amazing for a change.
Yeah.
Like, it was not like a tuxedo.
Oh, look at the details
on that. Look at how, you know, like I'm a doctor, the men in SA are amazed.
What the hell?
You know, sometimes you gotta pop out and show, niggas. Sometimes you gotta.
We talk about fashion, right?
You know, we still talk about fashion. Then the SA niggas are amazed when they see that other men can actually look like
wow.
This.
Okay.
That's where I was going with
it.
So they're not playing.
So yeah, but then also we had some designs looking the same on the carpet. It was the butterfly dress. It was a trend that was going on. I'm not sure why though.
The butterfly.
Yeah, what is the relevance of the butterfly?
I just don't know.
It was replicated a lot. And the other one was not in good quality, right?
So what was the...
I think it was the craft honoring, because the theme was honoring craft and celebrating culture.
Okay, so the butterfly thing comes in where I'm still...
I think maybe caterpillar, or what's it? What's the story?
I have no idea.
I don't get the reference, but anyway, it was a running theme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Nomzamo had the best butterfly dress. It was in
that
motion.
Was crazy.
But then we had 2 ladies in Lagos. I think it was Laura and another lady that looked very beautiful.
What do you even do? Do you put batteries in the dress somehow to
get
that motion?
I'm sure the batteries are at the back somewhere.
Ooh.
That is so much creativity.
This dress, Oh my God. Nomzamo, I know you killed it.
No. That is so much creativity.
These dresses looked better even like on the carpet, on stage. Like, yeah. She just looked amazing.
Ah, she did the motion. I like,
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Now that's the real stuff.
Yeah, I was so proud to be South African.
Yeah.
That is the real stuff.
She actually ate the...
Yeah. And also, I mean, even on stage, she was really great.
She was
great.
Really,
I mean, here's another thing that Nigerians can touch us on is presenting, because our presenters,
they are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have many more looks?
We have a lot, but are we going to do the bread one? See, this is what I was talking about, that they took the literal. So she said she runs a business where she makes bread.
Mm. Okay.
She's really big.
So it was about her craft.
Oh, okay. More than anything.
And Tiana, the one that was on Housewives of Lagos, she made the dress. She's a designer.
Oh, yes. The quiet one.
Yeah. No, the one with the bums. She had a husband that wore the mask.
Oh,
that crazy one.
Yes. She made the dress.
She is responsible for this mess.
Yes. 500 loaves, guys. People are starving.
Actually, I see.
Wait, is that actual bread?
Yes.
Oh, hell. Why?
Because the lady is a millionaire
who owns a bread company. But I'm saying I can't.
And it was involved in controversy.
Good and well.
Recently.
It's very impractical. Like, how did she sit? Yeah. Like,
why was it so literal?
Pictures? Yeah, this is
weird. Why do we have to see bread?
Okay. Can I defend her a little bit?
Okay,
a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was a controversy that happened a month or so ago, right? Where a lady on TikTok made a video about this lady's bread brand, Uguti, it does not, you know, expire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this can't be safe because, like, you can put this in a cupboard for 3 months, 6 months, 8 months,
and no mold.
And it's still the same. You get what I'm saying? And but the lady did not mention the brand, but everybody knew what the brand
so
is because
still
people
eat
could
that
see.
Bread from her dress.
Yeah, so there was a bit of controversy. So I think this lady was trying to make a statement.
But this is just for pictures. You can't sit down.
I don't think she wore this the entire time. I think she was just trying
why?
To make
people
a
starving.
Statement.
Why are you showing off like that? 500 loaves, really?
And it's not like you can't give
I was just trying to give context.
You out here.
I was just trying
with
to give context.
Loaves of bread.
It did not land, clearly. Yeah. It did not land.
I think there could have been another way to incorporate it. Do I have the answer as to what? No, but
designers know how to do
designers
it.
Designers should be
you
doing
take
it.
The reference.
Yes.
Put it there. Do a couple
say,
of
yeah,
sketches.
Chief,
come on, work
to do
through
my
it.
Bread.
Maybe she could have done a shape of the dress that looks like a loaf of bread.
Tata Design School.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But like, I like the fact that, you know, even people from overseas were comparing it to the Met Gala and saying that, look at what Nigerian and African people are doing.
At the level.
Can you guys? But I feel like they're not putting efforts anymore because we know it's Chanel. Oh, you know, like, it's like, okay, what else can they do? In any case, we're still going to buy the brand.
Yeah.
If no one hits up like a Nigerian designer for like next for some sort of awards,
I'm hitting them up. Like, there's no way.
For some sort of awards or for the Met, I'd be shocked because you see the material.
Mm.
Yeah,
I'd actually be very shocked. Riri, get in there before the rest of them, before the Kardashians come. you know they
like
to jump
Kardashians
on a wave.
Will make it a thing.
They would jump on any wave.
I believe in them. Come to us.
What's Vicky James? I think that's the only designer that I know from the one that did that Bonang dress.
Yes.
Was she dressing anybody? Did you? Did she dress anybody there?
I didn't see.
Because she is amazing.
I'm sure she did.
The quality of her garments, like when you see them in person as well. Like,
it's proper.
Yeah. She's very proper. If anybody could, like, do the Met or go that side, that
but
I know.
Her stylist was doing the rounds, though.
Yeah.
The one that Bonang normally uses from Nigeria. What's his name again? I don't want to
As
get the
someone
names
who
wrong.
Studied fashion and also who's really into like beauty.
I didn't study fashion.
Oh, design.
Yeah.
Why? What do you think it is that's like, you said it's because celebrity is a real thing there.
Yes.
But they're also, as in the skill, forget about the celebrities dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
The skill set there, like the makeup skills, the hair skills, you know, there's the Lagos hairline now, like, why? What do you think?
Because everything is big in Nigeria, right?
Yeah,
remember,
so
Nigeria is a big
best.
Country. Everything is big in Nigeria. Weddings are big.
Yeah.
Funerals are big.
celebrity premieres, everything is big. So there is an economy that is sustainable for designers to actually be able to kind of like hold their craft and actually have clients. You understand? Mm. In South Africa, there's a reason why you've gone, you have like five designers who are literally making a living and a comfortable living as designers at that level. Like, you know, it's because there is not a sustainable economy within our creative industry that can, you know, pay their bills. You know, how many people, like, I mean, I would say at least David has, you know, ladies who lunch, who will go and buy, you know, ready-to-wear clothes from where. Like, our couture designers in South Africa, for instance, right? Mm. How many times do they get to actually have people come in and say, I'm here to buy a 65,000 rand dress?
Yeah. No,
how
many times and all of that? We're not willing to spend. That's,
you
know, the,
but even without spending, Malav, where are you going to go and wear that dress?
Nigerians are used to the culture of sourcing.
Yeah.
They, we have stuff here in SA, so we're very comfortable. Mm. You know, we have the restaurants, we have the great schools, we have the varsities. And in Nigeria, there's a culture of if you want to be well-learned in life, you have to go study abroad. Mm. So that culture of them, you know, going outside to get stuff, buying expensive stuff, it's within their culture. Mm. So for them, it's an easy thing to do. It's an easy purchase that, oh, now we have local people that are making dresses that are just as expensive or have the same quality as these designers that we're purchasing from overseas. Let's support our own. But already, they have it within them. It's within their culture to buy things from abroad, buy things from outside, expensive stuff, because that's when they are certified as to being, you know, classy or, you know, being up there. They've arrived, they've made it in life. But with us, you can make it and you can never leave South Africa. You can stay here forever, have your mansion, never travel, but people will still respect you. Study here, finish varsity here.
Thank you.
Work here, get a mansion here. People will still respect you because, you know what? We have the resources. Mm. But okay, there, you have to go abroad.
So, yeah, I did find the Vicky James dress.
She had somebody there.
Oh.
Yeah. So, just a disclaimer, this dress is made out of, I think it's steel wool.
Steel wool!
I love it. But it doesn't look like.
Damn.
God damn it. Yes. Vicky James! See, the OGs.
I can't imagine it.
One wrong move and like,
I can't imagine it being comfortable, eh?
Yeah, no, that's why I said some of these things.
This is where they say fashion hats.
Yeah. Wow.
Craftsmanship.
Yeah, wow. This is amazing.
Hi, Vicky.
Shout out.
You are the one. You are the one. You are the one. You are the
amazing,
one. You are the one. You are the one.
Amazing.
Okay. Thank you, Mahal.
Thank you for
okay,
that.
Okay, what's on it? What? Who's
wait,
reading?
Wait.
No, okay, for reading the room, what? I had said, bridge. The bridge.
Do you have time for more read the room?
The bread needs to read the room. Okay. But I do
but
want to
do some shout-outs, though.
You didn't stop us. We have to read the room.
No, we did the top billing one. So we kind of like did anyway. So
by shout-out, I think everybody's, not even everybody, mine and Phil and the team.
No? Cam.
Is the shout out is to you, Lance, since it was Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you.
Shout out to the women that have broken their backs for us.
Yes.
Been there for us, even when they're in pain, even when it hurts too much, even when life feels like it's beating down on them, even when finances aren't making sense. Shout out to the woman that made us, that gave us life, that created us, that let us make their moms. Yeah. I hope you know that you're not alone and we appreciate you so much. We wouldn't be anything without you. So yeah, my shout out is for Mother's Day.
Okay. So my shout out to all the creative moms, you know, within our industry. You know, you work very hard. I promise, guys, we are not ignoring the stories up in Ville. We'll find time next week or whenever we've got the full thing. Because right now, SABC say we paid. This one says we didn't pay, whatever. Mm. We want to get the right facts, you know what I mean? We've got a platform and we want to be responsible with our platform. Ne? Mm. But we see you, the crews, girls, the ladies in the crews who are mothers, the ladies who, in front of the cameras, the actors, whatever, we see you, we see your pain. We are with you. We appreciate, you know, your talent and your work. And to all our roomies who are mothers. Lundi, tell them what you think, babe.
Oh, man, I have so much to say about moms because I am one. But I just want to spend a special shout out to the single moms. I know it's tough. I know you're carrying it on your own. It feels like you're carrying it on your own. But look, you know, for support through your friends, your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, your family. It's all there. But I know that we have it within us to support our kids and to grow them into being the kings and queens that we want them to be in future. So carry on there, strong woman. I believe in you. You can do it.
Yeah, and that's our show. Bye.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Love you, my queen. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Siapuza.